BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Brian Bellow. I'm 25 and I'm from Essex. You might not know this, but today I'm playing innuendo bingo. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio.
Yes, you heard right, podcasters. On Innuendo Bingo today, Brian Bellow off Big Brother and Gemma Kearney and Chris Stark. This is the wettest one yet. There wasn't a dry seat in the house. That's first. Also, you will hear your messages on Dear Scott read up by the PR4L. Rachel Stevens sings songs about vegetables. A school orchestra plays the James Bond theme. And Chris has more business proposals for Dragon Deborah Meaden.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
We're in a different little studio today, so it's a tight squeeze, but all make friends. It's fine.
We're very close here.
Now, Brian is already a target with those white trousers,
I
feel.
I didn't really realise, to be fair.
I know. When I asked you to come in, Brian, I didn't really give you all the details, did
I? You didn't give me all the details.
That's not really... That's like me, isn't it? Like, can you just come in at 1:30? It'll be fine.
I was like, OK, yeah, I'll come down. Great Portland Street sort of thing. I can get, like, a Nando's on the way.
OK, right. So, you know what happens? You put a lot of water in your mouth, all three of you.
OK.
And then what happens is if you find the clip a bit funny, obviously the water will spray out into the bin or maybe on each other. Right. Ready, Brian? Ready, Chris? Ready, Gemma? Now, I have decided to let the Great British Bake Off back into our lives after banning it last week. What was I thinking? Because there's just too many good ones. So, Drew in Bristol spotted this one, and just some blokes are a bit strange, aren't they?
Now, Paul has specified it's at least 8 inches long. It needs to be completely covered with pastry.
Gemma's gone, Chris is gone, and Brian, finally. Oh, Brian.
Oh, God, my trousers are covered. My white trousers are absolutely annihilated.
They're going to go see-through.
Oh, don't. I've got to walk around London like this, Scott. I'm going to get a train back to Billericay. I'm supposed to be the Fresh Prince of Billericay, and I've got teeth.
The Fresh Prince of Billericay.
Oh, my God.
I knew you'd be good, Brian.
Oh, my God.
It gets worse.
Okay. Everyone just relax. And here we go. Hashtag witness the wetness if you're watching Innuendo Bingo. You're not watching, are you? You're listening to it. You can't watch it. Chris Mills has got all the cameras. No hands, please, Brian. Play this note fair and square. We're filming this for later, though. You can watch it. Okay, over to the One Show now. And Matt Baker asks a very personal question.
Well, the day's rowing action is well underway. And watching it all have been Lucy and a man who's no stranger to racing on a track. Anyway, it's you and Thomas. Now, we can go there live. Lucy, have you been catching any crabs today?
Oh, no.
Gemma.
Oh, my God.
Water feature.
Oh, Gemma, you were just a gentle wee all the way through that.
Just spinning.
Just gentle and calming.
It wasn't anything funny though, the first bit, but she was just spraying everywhere.
Lucy, have you been catching any crabs today?
Not yet. There's plenty of time for that.
Oh, no.
I knew that was going to happen.
God, sorry. Man, just think about crabs and not expect it to happen.
Hold on.
All about crabs here.
Chaos.
I feel very uncomfortable.
Sorry,
and
why?
Brian's legs are spread wide open.
Sorry.
See-through white trousers on right there in front of me.
You've just had the Olympics. This is like bloody, I don't know, Mr. Motivator.
Yeah, this Christie, is something similar.
Anyway, this might be the best yet.
This is my favourite.
Okay.
Let's go.
Neil from Bedfordshire, thank you for your suggestion for bingo. And this one is from... Guys. This one is from... What, Brian? What do you need to do? What? I don't understand you.
I had a mouth full of water. You can't talk to me when I've got a mouth full of water.
Well, drink some more.
Okay, I will drink some more.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how I'm going to walk around like this.
And relax. Mm-mm. Okay, over to Bargain Hunt.
Sir, I've got two absolutely gorgeous ladies with me today who are very keen on your lovely ring.
I'm so sorry.
Chris, you got him right in the area.
Okay. I am now exposed with my legs open. There's a girl with a plastic bag over me because she's saving her haircut from getting frizzy because she's got London Fashion Week. And the girl's in picture and spitting at me. This ain't what I thought was going to happen when you asked me to come down at 1:30. I was like, yeah, I'm Brian. I'm like 25 now and all grown up and stuff. I do look like a proper Muppet.
Okay, good.
So, come the banter. Right. The banter, no?
Banter's on.
Hashtag banter.
Yeah.
Hashtag Gemma's plastic bag on her head for Fashion Week. I've got a Fashion Week, guys. Kevin's got Fashion Week.
Right. What is happening?
I don't know what's going on.
This is my favourite. We're on the radio.
Oh, right.
Oof. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Here's some more. Selena in Exeter and Ollie have sent this one in. Thank you. Over to Celebrity MasterChef and poor Michael Underwood.
I think it's fair to say that Greg was repulsed by my battered gherkins.
This is absolute carnage. Oh my word. You need to see Brian, sit down immediately. You need to see this video later on. Oh my word. It is a scene.
Right. We're gonna have to pixelate that.
Everyone, we're gonna have to put a big one logo on it. Okay.
Thank God this isn't live.
I'm crying. Oh, no.
Gemma's lost it.
I'm out of water. Where's okay. my water?
Thank
you.
Where's my water? Okay, thank here you. We go. Loads of people enjoying this on Radio 1 this afternoon.
Watergate.
Josh Cooper. Also Jason. What's funny about that?
That's like Watergate, isn't it? Like when Frost, Nixon, Gate and
politics.
Nah, this is like... See, I can do politics as well, Scott. Bit I'm intelligent now.
Politics with Bellow.
Bit of politics there from Brian Bellow.
See, this is Watergate. I'm bringing you intellectual standards up on your programme.
What's going on?
Us in Big Brother, then. You know how they call everything gate?
Yes.
See, that's what it is, see?
Yeah.
Plastic bag on a head gate.
Right, got some more for you here, guys.
Right.
Okay. This is an old one sent in from Ash in London, and we go over to Women's Hour.
You were quite rough with it. Is that allowed? And Georgia is just tossing in a not particularly delicate ways. That is a noise I wouldn't dare to try to describe. I'm sure you can pick it up wherever you are in the afternoon.
I'm just amazed by the way that he tossed it without making a mess.
And it was quite vigorous, wasn't it? That action was...
Yeah.
We need to have a photograph of this. I can't really... this is going to be a test of logistics. I'm going to have a mouthful and then I will start to...
Thank you. I now need to wipe my mouth.
It's a classic.
It's amazing.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I love this.
All right, we've got quite a few to get through here.
Wicked.
Okay.
Bring the water.
More water?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best innuendo bingo ever. Brian should be on every week. Hashtag witness the wetness. That's from Claire Hearn. This is the best one ever, says Natalia Rogers on Twitter. We'll get a video for you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Over to Grand Designs now, and they found a new way of boosting ratings.
We know more and more what we want. Knockers. We need big knockers.
I'm aiming down.
Yeah. No, I'm wearing headphones. Yeah. If I get my headphones, will I get electrocuted?
No, Brian.
I get electrocuted, will I?
No, you won't.
Because my ears are precious.
You're fine.
Thank you.
You're fine. Right.
Just, okay, that's good.
Ready for another one? Oh, God.
Oh, this is a good one.
Fun this. Right, we're going back over to the Great British Bake Off. Ready? Here we go.
Catherine, if you haven't put that 1 metre long meat mallet in the oven, it needs to go in now.
Massive. Just frightening.
This is the wettest one
ever.
Right, it's like a pool party.
Catherine, if you haven't put that 1 metre long meat mallet in the oven, it needs to go in now.
She even chuckled. She knew.
She does.
She knew she'd get Ryan Bello wet one day.
She knew what she was doing.
This is such a pool party. I feel like I'm in Marbella. I'm so wet. I'm at Ocean Club. Like, you want, you want, you want. I'm Keiko. I'm Baco. I'm Keiko. And I'm Baco.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my word.
Right. Cake O'Bake-O.
Right, OK. Brian, got some more?
Yeah.
OK, here we go. This is one from a couple of weeks ago, which I enjoyed. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's Bargain Hunt.
Next is the so-called moustache brush.
Right, that's rather interesting. Rather not the moustache, but more of a muff brush, really.
No, this is for a lady.
Oh, this is definitely the wettest one we've ever done, ever. Everyone is dripping from their face.
It's more of a muff brush, really.
It is like a pool party in Marbella,
it's
Brian.
It is. It's innuendo. It's bingo. It's innuendo bingo. Whoop, whoop. Called as Willis. Whoop, whoop. It's got little as Willis.
Right, we've got one more.
This walking was inspired.
Water. Where's my water?
Okay, where's my water?
There you go.
OK. All right, then. And once again, it's over to the Great British Bake Off.
Please bring your pie up for inspection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Can we can't see this at the moment, but can we please get a close-up of Brian for the video? That
this is Waterworld.
Absolute Waterworld.
Did you get the train in?
Yeah, I've got the train here.
Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you very much to the Fresh Prince of Billericay, Brian Bello. Also, thank you to Gemma Kearney. That was my favourite one yet, I think. And Chris, well done. Everyone needs a little bit of a towel off. And we'll have a video for you later on the Radio 1 website and on the Radio 1 Facebook. Thanks, guys. That was incredible.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. I heard you talking about the Olympian who is the face of asparagus.
Yes, who's that, Chris?
This is Georgie Twigg.
We were talking about her earlier in the week. Not only is she a medal-winning Olympic athlete,
yep.
She is also the face of British asparagus. Has anyone been in touch about you being the face of British plums yet?
Several farmers. It's going to be difficult to become the official one, but I'm happy to be the unofficial one if needs be.
The thing is, you need to actually have somebody who works for the Plum Foundation or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it can't just be a random farmer. It needs to be someone that's got the
authority.
Ability and authority to make it official.
We'll get there. We're
working happen. On it. If not, you can be the unofficial face of British
Which
plums.
I'm fine with.
I thought you might be interested in Rachel Stevens off of S Club singing about fruit and veg.
Always.
My personal fave is Eat to Make You Feel Good when she sings smell the spinach, sniff, 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 to the tune of Frère Jacques.
Sorry, what's going on here?
Right, I think Rachel Stevens recorded a few songs to encourage children to eat more fruit and veg, from what I can kind of gather here.
I recommend a listen for sure. From Kate, 18, Portsmouth.
Thank you, Kate, for your Dear Scott message. I'm on this already. I think this may have been after the success of Sweet Dreams, My LAX, and let's not forget Funky Dory.
Tune.
Rachel Stevens doing some songs about fruit and veg. Who wouldn't want to hear this?
This is
I promise you, this is Rachel Stevens. See, it's easy for kids to remember because it's the tune of Frère Jacques. Do you want another one?
Smell the spinach.
This is better. Feel the skin of a furry peach. Yummy, yummy, yummy. It's a furry peach. Feel the squelch as we bite in. See, if I was a kid and Rachel Stevens offered me her furry peach, I would eat fruit and veg.
I think people should do what I'm doing at the moment. I've just Googled Rachel Stevens, so I've got all these pictures of her from where she was like sexiest woman in the world, and it's really weird when you're looking at these pictures and listening to Smell the Spinach or
try
furry
this one.
Peach.
Okay, right, I get the bit about putting the sweet corn in. Where, how, why do you put the sweet corn out?
I don't know.
Surely you just eat it.
This is the greatest thing I've heard.
Sweet corn out. And... Fruit and veg can make me smile, make me smile, make me smile. Well... Fruit and veg can make me smile, they help to keep me healthy. Yeah, but if you're five, it doesn't make you smile as much as a pizza.
Oh, this is so good.
One more. Plums and berries are great to eat, great to eat, great to eat. Plums and berries are great to eat. Inside my tummy. That is a brilliant find. You see, that's why I love Discot so much. Stuff that you find. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lucy, have you been catching any crabs today?
Oh, no!
Oh! What's occurring?
Let's do this. So, Chris has come up with two new ideas to make all the monies. But he needs investment... from our favourite dragon, Deborah Meaden. So you called her twice. She must get sick of this. She's a very busy woman.
I think she's all right with
she's
it.
She's a power woman. Massive shoulder pads. Oh, no, that's DeVay. Anyway, so you called up Deb?
Yeah.
What was your first idea, Chris?
Female urinals.
So my question to you, listeners, how long did Chris keep Deborah Meaden, the dragon, on the phone for... Oh, we called her a dragon. I mean, our favourite dragon... before she had to go. Was it A, 20 seconds, B, 1 minute 35 seconds, or C, she invested £225,000 of her own money immediately in the idea? What do you think? A, B, or C? You can text me with your answer. This is for 20 Scott Mills points. Text away, 81199.
Oh! What's occurring?
A, 20 seconds. B, 1 minute 35. C, she invested 225 grand. Let's find out.
Hello?
Deborah.
Hello?
It's Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Female urinals. Talk to me.
Chris,
I was at a festival a couple of weeks ago. There was a massive line of girls all just stood there. And I thought, that's a problem that needs solving. And then I thought the first person I should go to is Mrs. Meaden.
Right.
Mead.
That's great. So you've come up with a problem and you've come up with a solution. How do they work?
This is where it falls down a bit. Because I'm not a girl, I don't really know how the logistics would work with the female urinal.
Chris, do you know any girls?
I know a few.
Have you asked them whether or not... Why a urinal is designed differently to ladies' toilets?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but we could surely between us design something which works for both me and you.
Honestly, Chris, the great thing is you've come up with a problem that you've... you haven't really solved, have you? Because you've just thought it'd be a good idea to solve it.
No, it was it's the very basic idea at the moment. I just thought I'd gauge interest. But no worries, I'll think it through and I'll get back to you.
You'll get back to me.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Speak later.
Thanks.
I don't think she's keen.
I got that impression as well, but maybe it just needs tweaking.
If you said B, 1 minute 35, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I'm not sure this is the right approach. I'm not sure, like, the first time you speak to her on the phone.
Hello, Chris.
Female urinals. Talk to me.
I think it's a bit, like, straight in.
It's a bit Terry Tibbs, isn't it?
It is. And also, like, you'll get back to her. You don't say that to a dragon.
I'll think it through and I'll get back to you.
You'll get back to me.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, so you made another call with a second idea to Meaden.
I did, a bit later on.
What's this one?
Erotic fiction with sound effects. Oh.
Okay, so guess along. How long did Chris keep Meaden on the phone for with this idea? Was it A, 1 minute 20 seconds, B, 3 minutes, or C, she immediately invested £6,000 of her own money into the idea? A, B, or C? Let me know what you think. This is for 20 points.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here we go. Good luck, everyone.
Hello?
Mrs. Meaden?
Chris?
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
I haven't.
Are you into your erotic fiction?
Well written.
Everyone I know seems to be reading it who's a girl.
Right.
So I thought to myself, why don't I write one? But then I thought, well, there's not much point really because someone's already done it really well. So it's only going to be a sort of copy. So I tried to think of a spin on it that I could then see what you thought of. And what I've come up with is erotic books with sound buttons. It offers a more interactive sort of erotic literary experience. So, you know, when you were young, as a kid, you'd have those books where you could press the buttons on the side at certain points and it would make noises.
Yeah.
I thought we could do this, but with erotic fiction.
I can't, actually don't want to imagine the sounds that are going to come out of this book. I'm not sure this is the one, Chris. And anyway, it's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, you're busy.
Been lovely talking to you.
Lovely to talk to you, Mrs. Mead. I'll speak to you later.
Bye then.
Stop calling her Mrs. Mead.
Keep getting it wrong.
So if you said A, 1 minute, 20 seconds, then give yourself 20 points.
I'm not sure this is the one, Chris. And anyway, it's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, you're busy.
She didn't mean that. And also, don't ask this.
Are you into your erotic fiction?
Oh, what's occurring?
Please bring your pie up for inspection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, thank you very much to Steve, who has sent us this email.
Hi, Scott. Here is a recording of the James Bond theme from about 3 years ago.
Oh, yes. I love these orchestras.
When it gets to the crescendo with the trumpet, I just go to pieces. If you like it, I can also send you their version of the Harry Potter theme. Love, Steve.
Thank you, Steve, for being on Dear Scott this week. Now, you love listening to these orchestras.
Yeah.
And the one we played earlier this week has got the biggest response to pretty much anything we've done for a while.
I laugh every time I hear that still.
And we worked out yesterday, when we played it, that you would be a terrible parent.
Yeah.
At your child's school recital, when you have to sit there with your fist in your mouth because you're laughing so much.
I find nothing funnier than a wonky trumpet. where it just suddenly goes off key.
So, we were saying this yesterday. You and Becky, if you had a kid, what was it going to be called?
Maximus Aurelius.
Where is that from?
Gladiator.
Okay. So, Maximus...
I can just imagine him with his little, like, he'll be there with his sword held high in the sky, kind of, you know what I mean, gladiator outfit. Mini. Oh.
And he is... What instrument is it? The tuba?
Yeah, we said the tuba.
Okay. So, you and Becky are there. Proud parents. It's the first one you've been to. You ready? The audience are taking their seats. Go
well,
on.
Becky's not here, so am I... I take it I'm a solo parent tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're just dad then, on your own. Right, go on, take your seat, because it's about to start. Everyone's clapping. Right, here we go. And they're about to be on. Remember, proud parent. That's what you are. Maximus is on the stage, tuba in hand, tuba in mouth.
Yeah.
Ready to go. It's James Bond.
Yeah.
Maximus! Well done, Maximus.
Great one, Maximus.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now it's time for Real or No Real. I love this. It's my favourite bit. So I give you some actual facts from Uber Facts that I follow. Some of them are made up. They're not real. They're just nonsense, tweeted by Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale. Please welcome Brap Charlie Sloth.
Ow. Ow.
Come on, let's do it properly, Scott. Ow.
I could be on one extra.
You've done really good.
Thank
that
you.
Was sick, fam.
Thank you, fam. Charlie's on one extra in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. And what's on today? Extra hip-hop, extra R&B.
Extra hip-hop, extra R&B. And we've got my girl Talisa passing through as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Talisa, I'm getting it. And now it's time for Real or No Real. Charlie, I like it when you play this game.
This is my favourite game. I love coming down to play this game with you guys.
You should nick it for your show.
Can I do that?
No. Okay. Here we go.
The US military published a handbook to show how to get along with the French.
Chris Smith off the news reading them today, so everyone sounds like it could be real, but some of them aren't. So, again.
The US military published a handbook to show how to get along with the French.
Real or no real?
I'm saying real. And where can I get a copy?
Oh, wow. I'm French.
What's your beef with the French?
Yeah. Are you actually?
I am. Yeah. No, I'm not.
No. As if he's French.
I was going to say, there's a... That's a shock.
I'm not French. No.
Charlie Sloth.
Sloth. Charlie Sloth.
Charlie Sloth. I'll tell you why, because I used to go on holiday a lot to France.
Yeah.
And it just... I don't know, I just never really hit off with the French kids.
No. As you know, I don't see the point in the whole of the north of France.
Yeah.
I've discussed this before. Anyway... Real or no real?
I think it's real. It's very typical of the Americans to do that.
Real?
Yeah, real.
That one's real.
It is. BBC Radio 1. I don't know why I keep playing that. Okay, next one. Here we go.
The shag is the state dance of South Carolina.
If it is, I'm moving to South Carolina.
You love it.
I love the shag dance.
I know.
It's my favourite.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Really?
Yeah, because you wouldn't risk making that up.
I'm going to say radio. No real. No okay. Real.
That one's real.
Wow.
Yeah, get yourself to South Carolina.
I'm moving.
What is this music now?
Why do you keep playing random bits of jingles
and
stuff?
Because this is not my home. Right, this is Fern Cotton's weird music, which is left in here. That's better. Okay, here we go. Back on track.
Right.
And this one?
The grand old Duke of York did not have 10,000 men. He actually only had 5,000, but fooled his enemies with a huge wall of mirrors, so it looked like 10,000.
Wow, what a clever man.
Mad clever.
This changes everything if that's real.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I've got so many mirrors in my room that I look so fat.
No, you are that fat.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Scott. Thanks. I was about to pull the mirrors down. Damn! Damn! This didn't work. I don't think that's real. People weren't that intelligent back then.
You don't think that's real?
No.
Chris?
I'm going to say real.
No, sorry, but that is false.
Yes, there you go,
Charlie.
Yeah. Winning.
And
winning.
Next.
In 2001, there were 300 banana-related accidents in Britain.
What can you do with a banana?
You see, I've said this before. It's actually deceivingly difficult to slip on a banana skin.
It is,
you know
can't
how
do
in
it.
Like comics and that they go all, right. Like, oh.
It's not. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, it's actually more difficult to slip on a banana than it is to slip away from it.
I've actually tried to slip on a banana loads, and you can't do it.
Really?
It doesn't happen.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
If anything, it gives you more grip.
Yeah.
What, a banana gives you more
grip? A banana skin. Yeah.
It depends on the surface, though, right?
That stuff in cartoons is absolute nonsense.
No, it's not.
It's like Mario Kart and stuff like that. It's rubbish.
No, it's not.
If you throw a banana skin in front of a car, I've tried it. It doesn't go off.
No, have you seen that video on YouTube where that guy drives and he throws the banana peels?
He's a Frenchman.
He's a Frenchman, yeah, he is.
Real or no real?
That's real.
I'm saying not real.
That one's real.
Oh. There you go. See, they're dangerous.
And next.
Wedding cake was originally thrown at the bride and groom instead of eaten by them.
Weird.
Very.
I quite like to throw a cake. Yeah, it is believable.
Yeah, I'm going to say real with that one.
Imagine that. And you are man and wife. Throw it in their face.
In the face.
I don't want to believe this one's real. I'm scared of marriage as it is,
yeah.
And this would totally put me off if it was true.
Can you not imagine one day, Charlie, having a lovely wife?
A Mrs. Sleuth?
Maybe one day.
Not right now.
Not right now, no.
Yeah.
too young, too handsome.
That's right. Exactly. And you have to clear out all their mirrors as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So real or no real?
Real. Not real.
What?
Which one are you going for?
I'm going for not real.
Not real. I'll go real then.
That one's real.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. And I've got one more for you lovely people.
Domestic cats are exactly the same size as lions. They just look smaller because they are further away.
Come on.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Wow.
Imagine that. It's just further away, that's all it is. Yeah. So
that's probably what happened in Essex, right? It was just a cat.
It was.
Domestic cats are exactly the same size as lions. They just look smaller because they are further away.
Real or no real?
This is no real.
No real.
No real.
No, sorry, but that is false.
Oh, it's always the ones I want to be true. Thank you, Charlie Sloth, at the Thank end you. Of that round of Real or No Real.
40 points to Charlie, 40 points to me.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You were quite rough with it. Is that allowed? And Georgia is just tossing in a not particularly delicate ways. That is a noise I wouldn't dare to try to describe. I'm sure you can pick it up wherever you are in the afternoon.
I'm just amazed by the way that he tossed it without making a mess.
And it was quite vigorous, wasn't it? That action was... we need to have a photograph of this. I can't really... this is going to be a test of logistics. I'm going to have a mouthful and then I will start to... Thank you. I now need to wipe my mouth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we need to Dear Scott now from the Posh Radio 4 lady. It's Thursday already, which means she's reading out what you've been saying on email this week.
Hello. My name is Chris Wall from Trowbridge in Wiltshire, and I'm currently combing hard in pursuit of hirsute glory, as I think I have Britain's best moustache. I'm entering the natural class in the first ever British Beard and Moustache Championships this weekend. There are 12 different classes at this year's event, including a new beard category and women's and children's make your own. Wish me luck. Chris Wall.
Well, good luck to you, Chris. I remember a few years ago, for the show, me and my flatmate went to a moustache growing competition in a pub quite near Radio 1. Mm. And we had a brilliant evening. We had all the beers with the moustachios. And we tried to make them think that we had also entered the competition by getting some from a fancy dress shop and sticking them on. And I had like a massive handlebar job.
I think that would suit you.
Well, it did. And they believed us until mine fell off.
Right, okay.
Because it was just stuck with some, double-sided sticky tape.
Hmm.
But yeah, it was a good night. Good luck in your moustache championships.
Do you think
I like
I
it
should
women
it?
And children this year.
You see, I'm very tempted, you know, in November to do the moustache thing.
What are you going to grow exactly?
What do you mean?
Come on, Chris, there's not much growth there.
How rude... What are you questioning him?
I'm not saying anything about your masculinity. I'm just saying...
Well, you are.
Well, you couldn't grow it, could you? Go on, then.
Okay, I will.
I'd like to see you.
Okay, I will. Right.
Starting now.
And how long have I got?
However long it takes.
What are we talking here? Full beard or moustache?
I just want moustache, no beard.
I wonder how long that takes.
Well, for you, we could be
no,
here a while.
That's rude, and I don't like that. I'm going to prove you wrong.
Okay, just the moustache. And if you can make it handlebar... I mean, obviously, it'll take a couple of years... But
don't think it takes that long. A couple of weeks.
Okay, well...
But if I do that, what's the reward? Do I just... I suppose I'm just right.
You're correct. And you like proving me wrong.
Yeah.
Let's shake on it.
Okay.
Mm. You're not convinced, are you?
Well, I don't know what... I don't know if I'm going to be getting loads out of this, to be honest, other than proving you wrong.
All right. Well...
We'll have a little thing. I think if I grow the moustache, you should have to do something.
Okay.
And well, if we can agree on that,
yeah. Okay.
Then I will do it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you want more. You want more from me.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott, listening back to some podcasts, I heard you discussing whether or not scouting for girls use the bus. Well, I can provide photographic evidence of Pete the drummer riding home on the tube after last Sunday's secret gig at a pub in Putney. He even had his bongos with him. Hmm. From Paul Downs, off of Morton, near Bourne.
Well, who knew that scouting for girls were so down to earth? They still use public transport.
The H13 bus, I'm led to believe, in Pinner.
That's right. I don't don't say that, because now there'll be crowds, like when Rihanna told everyone that she was going on the Eurostar and tweeted what time she'd be arriving.
So you think at every bus stop now there's going to be hundreds of Scouting for Girls fans waiting for the H13?
Potentially, yes. Oh, is that a picture of Pete with his bongos on the train? Is that the one that our listener sent? That's
fair play.
Yes. And that's photographic evidence right there, so now I believe you.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and TOTDS, last week you were talking about Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web. What a legend. Well, did you know he's a professor at Southampton University? Like Chris, I went to Southampton Uni, at the same time as him actually, so to me that makes Tim BL, his nickname not mine, even cooler. I wonder if Tim has been to Jester's. Love you, bye. Chloe.
He'd know if he'd been to Jester's.
Yeah.
But you don't forget that.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, actually.
There's been many a night where...
I remember being in there with Beppe from EastEnders once.
Yeah, I took you there once as well.
So, Tim Berners-Lee, apparently, is a lecturer at the university that you went to.
My old university.
Just shows you how many lectures you went to, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah. Right. Huh? That is true, but maybe it might have been a different subject to the one I did. Either way, I mean, that's incredible.
So is he still there? Does anyone know more about this? Or I think people are saying that he still is a lecturer at Southampton Uni.
Hang on, we can look him up.
Hey, Chris, that means we can go back to your old uni and meet Tim BL, the inventor of the actual internet. How cool.
It's looking like he's still involved. I would love to meet him. To be honest, if I was at the student nightclub there... I would love to see him on stage.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. He's a lecturer.
I don't think he realises the money that he could...
potentially make in personal appearances.
I'm going to... Do you know what? Should I drop him a little email or something? Or maybe see if I can get in touch?
Please do, yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to see him on stage. Is this working? Hello? Hello, everybody? Hello, Chicago's!
Yeah.
Leicester, make some noise! I invented the internet!
I'd rather that than Joey Essex.
Well... What else is he going to do, sitting there on a computer?
Listen...
He did at the opening ceremony.
Well, I thought he smashed it at the opening ceremony. I thought he was amazing.
Next!
Hello to Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. When will Tappen be back? It's been so long as I need more hilarious stories to get me round my very long and tedious paper round. Please, please tell Chris to hurry up. Tongue sticking out, winking, smiley. Wow. A disgruntled Andrew from Chester... aged 15 years, 10 months and 7 days on day of sending. Winking smiley.
So, Andrew is angry because he needs something to make his paper round better.
Mm.
And that means he needs a return of 24 years at the tap end. Do you know, when I play out and I do student gigs, it's the one thing they ask. Apart from, how did Dynamo do that trick? It's the second thing they ask. It's, when is 24 years at the tap end coming back?
Well, we're going to do it, aren't we?
We are going to do it. Have you remembered enough? Because I was... even considering, out of my own pocket, paying for regression for you.
Well, I've said I'm up for the hypnotherapy. We can do that.
I've got a lady called Jane, actually, that I need to get you in touch with who can help with that.
I'm a bit concerned about you being involved, because then I would rather it was just me so that I can, you know, leave some stuff if it's really bad.
But yeah, but I'm not going to be there. It'll be a one-to-one with you and her.
And my worry is, if it's your mate, you'll tell her to put stuff in my head, and then I'll believe that it really happened, and I'll be... on the radio talking about all how I ran to be president of America or something like that, genuinely believing it.
Mm. And I could have just put it in Jane's head.
Yeah.
To put in your head.
So to speak.
Yeah.
But we are going to do it.
Yes, we are. And I'm now going to tell you when. So we got the show as normal this week, so today and tomorrow. Then next week we are on the Radio 1 breakfast show. So Moyles finishes tomorrow, then we're on for a week, and then Grimmy starts the Monday after. And on the day that Grimmy starts doing the breakfast show, that will be the return on this show of 24 years at the tap end.
Mm.
So you've got a week. Better get right in, eh?
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
I think it's fair to say that Greg was repulsed by my battered gherkins.
So, we do this every day. It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, available from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your free downloads from. If you can't listen live 1 till 4 weekdays, make sure you download us tomorrow. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them.
free at the Radio 1 website.